party at somewhere by the sea. She was tall and she was lovely, and she said hello to me. We said all the usual things that you say at a party. I told her some real funny jokes. She broke down and cried. Well, we were drinking scotch and cola, and the smoke was far too much. She was leaning on my shoulder, and our hands began to touch. I said, do you fancy a dance? She said, but we're dancing. I said, then let's have a drink. And she said, all righty. Now we were drinking to the music, and when suddenly I saw her, I was holding on to three of her. That's two more than before. I said, would you care for a stroll? She said, yes, I'd like to. We went for a walk in the mist, fell over a cliff. Oh, when I woke up in the morning, well, it sure felt good to be just lying in my bathtub and not the bottom of the sea. I looked at my eyes in the glass, said never again. And just as they looked back at me, the telephone rang. Hello?
Hello, Cliff, it's Brucey. Listen, you didn't take that darling home last night, did you?
That's right. I didn't take that darling home last night.
Oh, anyway, listen, there's a great new party on tonight. Do you fancy coming?
No, thanks. Once in a lifetime's enough for me.